Terra Insight, where humanitarian agriculture and development meets technology. I'm your host, Steven Chege. Let's get started. Today, I want to talk about what's going on in Turkey right now. It's very unfortunate. I'm talking about the Turkish 2021 Turkish wildfire and how imagery is actually helping various actors to fight this wildfire. So on July 2021, a fire started in a Mediterranean region of the forest of Turkey, the worst in the country's history. The wildfire started at Malgat Avagri on 28th July 2021 with a temperature around 37 degrees Celsius. As of 2021, a total of 17 provinces have been devastated by the fire. Now, this is a very sad event and it's become very common. Remember last year, beginning of last year, it happened in Australia, and also it's been happening in California. So this has become an occurring event as a result of human activity or climate change, I don't know, and that depends on you and what you think about this. But one thing is for certain, something needs to be done about these fires. But what GIS is doing, and what, when I say GIS, I mean also imagery is doing, a lot of companies are using imagery to fight these fires, especially imagery from the European Union space company. I link some of these images in a description, and you can just have a look at how terrible this fire is. And this is just due to rapidly changing climate, and it's affecting many countries on Earth. So also there have been flash floods in Germany, China and Berlin, but that's a topic for another day. But at least you can have a look. If you look at the first image, you'll see how the fire has just ravaged through Turkey. You can see it from space. And also the second image and the third image. And you can just see the devastation it has caused. This is really, really sad. And I hope the fires end soon, because if it continues like this, this is the forests in Turkey are going to be long on history. So have a look at these images, and also some change detection using a Google Earth engine. Hopefully I can upload that also. You can just see the difference in the time series from April to now, how the fire has just caused massive devastation. And if it continues like this, this forest will be completely normal. Wow, and I just hope that the Turkish government and other actors are able to act quickly to make sure that this fire is quelled and the forest can live another day, because this is getting sad. That's it for today's podcast. See you on the next episode. Thank you.